Sunday night. Finally get it. It is the season premiere of 24. And, you know, I follow this show closely, but I don't remember when or how season 7 ended. I think 2 Harry Potter movies came out since we last saw something. I do remember a particular agent that was on the show from St. Louis. Annie Wershig joining us and Agent Walker returning to the broadcast. But didn't it ended poorly for you, did it not, in 7?
Yes. Season 7, day 7, it was not going in a good direction for her. You know, she was very conflicted about the things that she had seen and things that she'd done, and I think the last place you saw her was putting a gun at Janice's head and about to go into the room and possibly torturing Wilson, the big bad guy. So didn't end well, and I have to tell you, it doesn't start well for her this season.
Yeah, well, you know, the parts I do remember of season 7, I do remember you being shot in the back of the head. Welcome to episodic television,
I know,
girl.
Oh, yes, in the side of the neck, actually, and I got to wear that Band-Aid for about a year and a half. So.
You know, that's another thing that when you stop and think about it, that since it is in real time and it's one day, the whole season, that you obviously have 500 blue suits that all look exactly
the same. Oh, definitely, and in all different sizes, you know, some for after the holidays, if you're not going to fit in the same one, you've got a whole array of choices.
Do you have any input in that? Because it's going to be your uniform for a year.
Yeah, I mean, you do a little bit. I would say definitely this year, being in my second year, I was a little more aware of really making a conscious choice of, okay, you're going to be in this for a long time. Make sure you like it. So
coming from St. Louis and recently coming back for a 10-year reunion, go Crossroads, and do you realize that by their 10-year reunion, most people aren't catching for the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Oh, my God. It was maybe one of the most amazing things I've ever done.
Or debuting their own television show at the Tivoli Theater. You know, most of us don't have that experience, right? You get that?
I guess. I'm very lucky.
You know, and if I think people knew the road to success, there would be a lot more Irish dancers.
See, there you go. That's the secret.
14 years is night. Now, I know Lavin Cassidy was... Now, were you one of them, or...?
No, I started with the St. Louis Irish Arts, and then I went to the Meyer School. So I was mostly with the Meyer School, with the St. Louis Celtic Step Dancers, and Kay McWilliams was in charge of us, and we had ourselves a pretty good time. We were the fun school.
Now, I'm sorry, I said one of them. I made it sound like you were a leper.
One of them.
I'll be getting letters from the Hibernian community, I'm sure.
Right.
And you can't miss her, Agent Walker on 24. She's the only CTU agent with wooden shoes.
Yes.
Tough to sneak up on the bad guy.
Yeah.
Here she comes again.
Oh.
Speaking of bad guys, one of the things about 24, I think, that's played into its longevity, besides a great cast like yourself, such delicious bad guys. Can you tell us who the evil people are this year?
Very good bad guys. Yeah, I mean, there's always a bunch of different bad guys. The bad guy in the beginning, you know, there's always another bigger one lurking somewhere. But my character in particular starts undercover with the Russian mob, actually.
Yeah.
So the Russians are the first big bad guys. A guy named Callum Rennie is one of the big ones to start with. And, you know, it changes and we get new ones and try to mix it up.
So what about Jack's daughter, Alicia Cuthbert? Is she a major player this year?
She's in the beginning. You know, Jack actually starts the season pretty happy and in a good place. And he's with his granddaughter and he's about to move back to Los Angeles with his daughter and stuff. But then, of course, he gets sucked into the drama and the day. So she's in the very, very beginning. I think maybe the first one or two episodes.
Well, I asked that because somehow it got very formulaic where if you saw her in a scene, you knew something terrible was going to happen.
Yes.
It was like when Angela Lansbury walked into a house.
You're like, uh-oh.
There's a body in here, Miss Fletcher.
Well, yes.
obviously. There is every time. So we're in the eighth season. You come on board in the seventh season. Mm-hmm. Was this machine on your radar, this giant franchise that is 24?
Oh, for sure. I was an absolutely huge fan of the show. I had watched every episode of every season, so I was, of course, obviously extremely excited to join the show. I knew everything about it, so it's still completely surreal that I'm involved.
So I would think, you know, with Kiefer Sutherland, who you've been watching on TV, doing the show and some movies, now is 2 feet in front of you, and you guys are chewing up dialogue together.
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, actually, it's usually about 2 inches in front of me, because they're very close talkers on this show. But it's completely surreal, like I said. I mean, he's unbelievable, and I'm pretty spoiled now. It's going to be hard if I ever have to work with anybody else.
Have you ever played the 24 drinking game?
With the Counting the Dammits?
Yes.
I don't know if I've officially played it, but I definitely know of it, yes. Last year, they were even keeping count on how many Dammits Renee had, and she was like one up on Jack in the early episodes.
No way, you can't take his thing. That's his thing.
I know, I'm sorry.
So how does this compare to being Woman at Party in Bruce Almighty?
Oh, well, that was a huge moment for me, Woman at Party, so it definitely tops it for sure.
You know, I've never been Woman at Party. Well, never mind. Yes, I have.
Well, okay.
Another story you probably don't want to get into. We also saw you fairly regularly on a national level a few years back, General Hospital.
Yeah.
And boy, were you a nasty little bitch.
Yeah, she was not pleasant, huh? that was an amazing experience as well. It was probably one of the hardest things I've done. I don't think anybody understands how hard it is to be a daytime soap actress. It's really, really tough work. So I bow down to those people because it's hard. I think every actor should have to do it for a little bit because it's really hard. You
so,
memorize so much dialogue, and, you know, I was evil, so it was fun.
Talk about the main differences, because they are both television shows. So what's the difference between that and what you do now?
Well, what's different is that you have to produce 5 hours, at General Hospital's on every day. So you have to, in the course of a week, you have to shoot enough to have 5 hours of TV for the day. So you basically, you shoot a ton more shows than you do for a show like 24. On 24, we take 3 weeks to shoot 2 episodes. And, I would have days on General Hospital where I'd go in and shoot 3 or 4 episodes in one day. So it's really, really fast-paced, and you pretty much have one chance to do it. Sometimes you can go back and have a second take, but you just have memorized, 40 pages of dialogue, which is a huge amount in comparison to... On 24, we may shoot, 7 pages of dialogue a day. On General Hospital, sometimes it was 40, 50 pages. So it's just a lot of work, and you really only have one shot to try it.
Other than Agent Renee Walker, and if you're late joining us, Annie Wershing with us from 24, and we get Season 8's premiere on Sunday with 2 hours, and then 2 hours on Monday as well. But being a fan of the show before you were on it, do you have a favorite character outside of Jack?
Oh, wow. Well, some of the great characters are ones that are no longer with us. I was a huge Tony Almeida fan before he came back last year and was evil. But then some of the deaths actually were some of the best. I loved the death of Chappelle was really moving and wonderful. And you got to love Chloe, of course. And I loved President Logan's character. He was so evil and quirky and weird. He's actually back this season, at the end of the season.
Yeah. I saw a clip from Chloe, and I can't think of the actress's name.
Mary Lynn Rice Gubb.
She was doing stand-up somewhere, and
yeah.
Boy, it was just such a different character. It really threw me.
She's a stand-up. She's a comedian.
And you're an Irish dancer, so you really...
There you go.
You never know. And speaking of other things that we do, I found your resume online, as opposed to trusting Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
And in most resumes, especially for actors, there is a list of special skills.
Oh, no.
Hey, I didn't write it. Okay, you had to know this would come back. Singing, okay, I get that. The tin whistle, that fits into the Irish dance thing and some of the other stuff. Also listed, face contortionist. and can burp on cue.
Yes, yes. You know, both of those things I should probably take off. When you're like, you're an up-and-coming actress and, you know, you're learning how to make a resume in college and things like that, they want you to put things on there that make you stand out. So those are literally left over from school where I was like, what are something that I can do that's kind of weird that nobody else can really do that might make me stand out? And I can make some pretty amazing faces, let me tell you.
Can I hear you burp right now?
You know, I think it would be fun.
Uh-huh. So you padded your resume. I don't even think you can do it.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. I see. You know what? Next time I come to St. Louis,
uh-huh,
which I do often, I will come find you and I will give you a demonstration.
That's what they all say. I never hear from them. Never hear from them. So Jenna Fisher, also another St. Louis,
yes,
girl that's done fairly well. Have you had a chance to meet her and talk about being a Midwest girl living in Hollywood going, well, this is weird?
Yeah, you know, I actually met her for the All-Star Game and hung out with her a bunch after her and a bunch of her high school friends, and we had a good time. It's fun to meet people from St. Louis. I actually meet more than you would expect out in L.A., and, of course, immediately the question is, what high school did you go to? It's the weirdest thing in the world. No other city in the world is like that.
No, and you ask somebody else from somewhere else, they'll tell you what college they went to. It's
no,
like, no,
it's
no, no, no.
It's so funny. It's so weird.
Yeah, well, I've got 5 high schools, so if anybody needs extras,
oh, okay,
I'll set them up. Glad to do it. So Sunday we get part one, 2 hours of 24. Monday we get another 2 hours, and then it's off and running, and it is season 8, and they say it may be the last, is it?
I don't think they officially know yet. I think, you know, your guess is as good as mine. There's a lot of things, you know, a lot of decisions, a lot of factors that go into it. It's a pretty expensive show to make, and so they just, you know, it has to do with things like licensing and a bunch of just stuff that I think they're going to decide once we've premiered. So hopefully it'll keep on trucking, and hopefully fans want to watch.
Well, you wouldn't tell me anyway. I can't even get you to belch. Like, I'm sure you're going to tell me that the franchise is going to come to an end. speaking of merchandising and stuff, is there an Agent Walker action figure out there yet? What is that?
You know what? I don't think there is, but I think we should get on that.
What is the strangest thing that you've seen out there as far as you and your likeness now that you're on one of the biggest shows on TV?
Gosh. I'm trying to think. You know what? I actually still get... I did an episode of Star Trek Enterprise. I mean, this isn't a 24 thing, but I did an episode of Star Trek Enterprise way back when I first got to L.A., and I still have fans send me, like, playing cards, like trading cards of myself, of the character. So that's pretty exciting.
Now, which one was it? Was that with Bakula?
Yes, yes.
Who's also a St. Louis guy.
I know. They're everywhere.
Well, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you so much.
You're certainly one of the prides of Crossroads High School.
Yes, I love it there.
And I send them a check every month showing my support. We'll be watching you on 24, and you promised to come in and belch when you come back to town.
I will do it.
I'm thrilled, and I'm happy for your success. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Annie, be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.